This is Ray Welch, Selectman Ray Welch. You've been a selectman for how long, Ray?
I'm in my sixth year now.
Sixth year. All right. So that makes it
1978.
Okay. And you, when were you born in Westboro?
I was born August 20th, 1922.
And
10 Grove Street. That's where the bridge is today.
Oh, all right. So you went to Westboro schools. Which schools did you go to?
I went to the Harvey School first, and then the Eli Whitney School, and then to the Fobb School up here, which was the Westboro High School that day, which is the present police station.
And during the 20s, I don't know what you remember as a little kid, but what do you remember as some of the stores downtown or some of the places you'd go for having a good time?
Well, I remember when I was very young, we used to go Saturdays to the old town hall. It was where the present town hall is now.
Mm-hmm.
We'd go to the movies there.
Now, were the movies upstairs?
In the town hall, right.
Like an auditorium?
And they had an old bandstand on the side of it there, the old town hall. And it's very funny, but I can remember...
Okay, you said you went to the movies in the old town hall, and there was a bandstand beside it. Who would play in the bandstand?
They'd have band concerts there when we were youngsters there. Then they tore that down. I mean, I think the new town hall, I remember, I can just barely remember that. The ceremony when they had because we lived right through the cemetery over there, when they had the laying of the cornerstone of the new town hall. Of course, we all stood over there by the cemetery and stuff like that.
It was like 1927, 1928, something like that.
Yeah, right.
And now, do you remember anything about the Lyman School Band?
Yep, they used to match every Memorial Day, you know. And there was family used to live in the same house where we did on Grove Street there, and the mother was always telling, you know, if you don't behave, I'm going to send you to Lyman School. And they used to say, good, then I can match Memorial Day.
Okay.
But they did, the Lyman School was, they used to, because the Grange Hall, when the Grange Fair was a big thing in those days, and they used to bring the stuff down that those children made up there, and oh my God, they made their own clothes, their own shoes, woodwork, and they did everything up there. It was a terrific place. And some of them used to come down and go to school with us.
So
we used to go up there, you know, and use the football field, which is gone now. It was on the left-hand side on Milk Street on 135. They built a house there now. But we used to play against them in football, just practice games, not official games. But
because you didn't have a football field, an athletic field for a while, or did you?
No,
The Forbes built one.
No, we had the field where the Bay State parking lot is,
right
behind the community house, where we played football.
Okay. Yeah, the Forbes did help put that in, I think.
They owned the land. They built the community house and the tennis courts for the town.
Now there were tennis courts there too.
Well, you can still see the tennis courts there, but there's no nets up there between Union Street and the community house.
All right.
You know, just past the new Central Cafe there, is Union Street, and then as you go, there's the tennis courts right in there.
Oh, all right. I didn't realize they were still there.
Yeah, you'll see. It's all paved and everything.
Hmm. And there was a football field.
Football field right behind there. To the further over to the left was the baseball field near the railroad station.
Okay. The railroad station. You remember the railroad station there too?
If we had to go anywhere, that's where we had to go.
Really?
The railroad station.
Oh yeah.
Go to Worcester, Boston.
And it ran pretty
regularly
all the time. People used to commute quite a bit.
Commute back and forth. That was the only way to get. And they had buses in Westboro. They used to go to Worcester and Hopkinton and Milford and places like that. But the trains, if they had to go into Boston more so, if they were going to Worcester, probably they'd take the bus. But
right. Now, trolleys had gone by that point.
The tracks were still there when I was a youngster, but they weren't running.
Do you know when the train stopped running? Was it to Boston?
Oh my God.
'40s?
No, I mean, the trains were running up in used to stop here in the 50s. The train stopped, and then they finally discontinued them.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when you were a kid, what do you remember of the stores downtown? Besides the movies, what else did you do? Where'd you go swimming?
Well, we used to swim at Chauncey, and we also swam in Hockamocka.
You did. You weren't afraid of the spirit out there.
No.
Or the creosote.
No. You know, there was a big ice house. I never remember the ice house.
Rogers Ice House, yeah.
No.
Not Rogers.
It was Metropolitan Ice from Boston at Hockamocka. And they had a big fire. And I remember them telling about it, because at the same, the night it burned down, they were having a fireman's ball, you know, in the town hall. And I guess by the time the fireman could find the fire station and get up there with the apparatus, the thing was burned down. Well, anyways, the runs were left, and that's what we used to dive off of. And so over the years, they've deteriorated.
But Hockomock sounds like a good place.
Yeah, oh, it's beautiful water, you know?
Yeah, people...
And you go down, you dive down, if you hit the bottom, you might hit a little... creosote or something, and when I know the oil slick would come up, but it never affected us. We're still here.
That's great. Maybe healthier than not. Who knows?
God.
Okay, now, I was trying to
in
get
Chauncey,
back.
We used to swim at Chauncey. The Kiwanis started fixing up down at Chauncey, and they started having a beach there, the Kiwanis and
yeah.
the bathhouse and stuff.
Do you know when that came in, the bathhouse and the, when they
oh
were
God,
doing
that?
It?
Was in the late, late 30s, you know, they had the bathhouse down at Chauncey. You know, there was always something at Chauncey, because that was, Chauncey was, you know,
that was where, well, when you were around, was it still a picnic area and
yeah,
a boating
place? We used to sit, go down there Saturday nights, and if we were lucky enough to have somebody take us down, we'd sit in the car. We were just young, and we'd watch them dance and everything there. And then they'd always probably end up with a Donnybrook there or a fight or something.
Really?
You know, somebody'd come in and they'd start a fight. And,
because well, they also had canoes, I don't know, way back, but
yeah,
they did.
Yeah, ran them out, but they was always, they came from all over to go, you know, ballroom dancing at Chauncey. It was
mm-hmm.
like... Mosley's on the Charles today.
Yeah.
You know?
Then they said they had, I don't know if you remember, there was a bowling place out there.
Yeah, bowling alleys at the Chauncey too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was all the same place. It burned down.
Oh, it did?
Yeah. But the, right where Fiction at Eli's is now
mm-hmm.
is where the main part of it was.
Oh, okay. You mean that's where the ballroom
yep.
part was?
Right there, yep.
Okay, I was trying to figure out where that would be.
It was right there.
Now, downtown, was there any... There was a bowling alley, but that came later.
Yeah.
What about with stores when you were a kid? Do you remember going into many stores? Or
oh, yeah.
Where would you go shopping for food?
Well, you'd go right uptown. I mean, it was the E&P was there. It, over, it was on Summer Street at that time. And then they was...
Where the karate place is right now? Is that what they're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But it was there earlier, and then they moved out, and they went back in there again. And
okay.
then the First National came in to where the Circle is now.
So that's right.
But they were originally across the street where Bob's Newsroom is, the First National was. So, yeah. And then where Herman's was a grocery store, as Fobbs and Newcomb's used to be, and they tore that down and they put that whole block up, Herman's block and the Newsroom block.
Which one's
block.
Herman's? Where
Carlson Daniels is now. That was a clothing store for years and years. Herman's was the name. Herman
oh.
Cohn from Worcester ran.
And that had been before Forbes and Newcomb.
Forbes and Newcomb. And then right next to it where like J.J. and stuff like that was Wagner's Bakery was in there where J.J. Just moved out of it. I don't know what's in that side now. On the other side is a little coin place. But that was all one store was Wagner's. And then the next store up was a Jewish family run a market there, Blackstone's Market. It was Harry Furnham ran that. And Archie Loudon with a... Where the savings bank is now is the Cloverdale. Archie Loudon ran that.
Cloverdale is like a...
Chain, was a chain.
Like a dairy, milk, and... That
no, it was a store. Cloverdale is like Red and White. And Frank Town run the Red and White over on South Street where the steakhouse is now. And he had a balcony up top, and they used to have band concerts up there, too, even.
Wait a minute. They had... I've got to figure out where these band concerts were, right?
Well, where the stakeout is now, a man ran a Red and White grocery store there, Frank Town, and he had a taxi business, but on the second floor was like a balcony, you know, a porch, open porch like, and they used to have band, the band would play up there, and people would sit out front in their cars.
And what time, what years are we talking about?
Well, you're talking in the 30s.
30s,
yeah.
Okay. Now, at that point, then, I've got like three supermarkets, maybe, the Red
well,
and White.
They came a little later, I mean, Franktown had the Red and White over there, and then the A&P came, and then they left, and then they came back again.
First National was there.
A&P came in over to...
What was the first grocery store, do you know? Was the A&P?
The first grocery stores was like, I tell you, that
well,
I can remember was like Blackstone's Market there. Was right where Canic,
yeah.
Melgini and Comey's is now.
Mm-hmm.
They were in there, and then...
Yeah,
the old
bakery. They were small.
Wagner's
stores.
Bakery.
Right.
And then across the street was where the savings bank is now was the Cloverdale store.
Okay.
That was there then.
That was. Is that like kind of like a supermarket, the Cloverdale? Or
well, that was a big chain, you know. They
yeah.
were like be like Iandoli's at today and stuff like
okay,
that.
Okay, so that sounded like one of the first supermarkets
were.
Cloverdale.
And then Towns, Frank Towns over South Street, that was a chain too. And he had, I think his was a red and white.
Yeah.
Frank Towns red and white.
Okay.
And then.
So the First National came in later.
Well, the First National had a little store in where Bob's Newsroom is first.
Okay.
And then when they tore the buildings down that were across the street, the older buildings, then they put that newer building up. Then the First National went in where the Circle is, and the 5 and 10 went in where the automotive place is now. That was Woolworth 5 and 10.
That's right. In fact, that was there right in the
70s. Oh, yeah.
It
was up there quite a while. Those were old buildings over there.
You don't know when they were torn down and everything moved over?
I can't remember that.
Maybe in the 30s again.
Be late 30s they tore those down.
And First National moved in, okay.
Then on South Street over, where the Explorer Post moved out, there used to be three stores over there. And one of them had a family living behind it. But the Caffarelli's came in with a market. With an Italian market. They had the front of it, and the next door was a Chinaman. Had
the
Chinese laundry. And then the next door was Russ Williams had a store there for a while, and then everybody was in it. Mrs. Thompson had a millinery store there. In fact,
you
years
still
ago,
remember millinery stores, right?
Was there. And then Craig Conant had years ago they claimed Conant was there before he went up where Harper is now. That was Hip Harper's father-in-law. But then Chiaffarelli left there in the 30s. He came in there in the 30s, and he went up to where Lowe's store is now, Tony Caffarelli.
And that was a market as well?
That was a market. It was, you know,
a lot of markets.
Regular markets, and they specialized more in Italian food, the Caffarelli boys. And then, of course...
Okay, now what do you remember? Where would you go for clothes and things like that?
We'd go to Lodge. Lodge store was right there, still there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I say Herman had come in. There, where Bob Daniels is now. How come he's moving?
I don't know.
He's going down East Main Street.
It's too bad, too. I don't know. And what about toys? And candy
toys.
And toys, yeah.
Well, I mean,
make your own.
Yeah, but I mean, like...
There was a troll, I don't know whether it was the
candy store.
Winchetback, I don't know if that was still around.
No, that wasn't.
That was gone.
Winchetbacks and Sheehan's, they were gone before I can remember that. But I mean, Thompson's had a spa there. Downtown, they were on the corner like where the Circle is now, and where Russ Williams ran a store in where Lowe's is now.
Okay, like they're like drug stores and.
No, they were just like little variety stores. No, they sold candy and.
Okay. Okay, now what about farms? What farms do you remember when you were a kid?
Oh God, there was all kinds of farms. You know, in those days, I mean, the Ewans had a big farm up there, and Nurse had a big farm up where he is now, where they have the strawberries.
Mm-hmm. Was his always strawberries?
No, he
was
had a big dairy farm. Big dairy farm.
Okay, and Ewans had a dairy.
Yeah, and Jack Walk up down on Flanders Road had a dairy farm, and then Crosman had a dairy farm out on Ruggles Street where the Roys are now.
What was his name?
Crosman.
Crosman?
And then, of course, the Walkers on Park Street. Had a big farm. And Poskett had a farm up in Smith Street.
Poskett,
P-O-S-K-I-T-T? Yeah, Poskett, Frank Poskett.
Those are all dairies, mostly?
Yep, dairy farms.
And the orchards were, McTaggart's had it.
Walter McTaggart had an orchard.
Yeah.
And then Gilmore had the orchard up where Quicks is now, Howard Gilmore.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Perry Arnold had an orchard up where George Parker is now, you know, and of course then later on they had an orchard up, you know, Tim O'Leary had an orchard up there on Lackey Street there, you know, most of it's gone, I guess, now, and then of course part of that and
they got combined into the Arnolds now and the Parkers.
Arnolds and Zane Arnolds and stuff up there.
Mm-hmm.
But those were the three orchards. And Emery had an orchard up here on Chestnut Street. Emery's orchard, and he also had a part of an orchard up on Route 9 there, right across from Mass Electric, about where the new building is, this side of Dollar General.
Okay. So you saw a lot of farm
People wagons. Out there. Did you remember there was a lot of chicken milk? Farms, too.
Chicken?
There were a lot of people
who
raised
chicken.
Well, Gribble had a big chicken farm down where on Lyman Street. The building is still there. His house is still there. That's what Julia uses for Progressive Realty or something. That one with the big peak roof.
Yeah.
He had a big chicken farm, and a woman named Brown had one up here on Nurse Street on Route 30. And then there was farms, trying to think of the name. Down at Rock Lawn, they had a chicken farm there. Raymond Huff had chickens down there.
This is on Flanders, right?
Flanders Road. And
do you know why Rock Lawn's called Rock Lawn or anything about it?
Was
there was a big mill or something out there a long time ago, but
I don't know if it was a mill there or just a little further over in the Southville was a mill. But I don't know, all the sections of town were named. I mean, Piccadilly, Rock Lawn, Brick City, Pickett.
What's Pickett?
That was off of Main Street. I think there was a mill down in there one time.
Yeah, I know Rock Lawn and Piccadilly out by Moore Street.
Moore Burton, he had chickens down on East Main Street. That's where Mugford lives now. Chicken farms. Yeah, there are a lot of
farms. So this
place... Ralph Franz down on Oak Street, he had chickens. There are a lot of farms in West
Street. So as you grew up here in the 30s, remember it in the 20s and the 30s, you'd say it would be more of a farm
community
than anything else.
Right.
Did you see... people bringing milk, did they ship milk at that point out to Boston or not?
They used to
in the early 1900s. I don't know whether they were still doing that.
Yeah, they used to pick it up, though. They used to bring the milk down when I was a kid, and they have it right where Emma's is now, Dairy Queen.
Oh, all right.
There was a building there, and they used to bring the milk there, and it was picked up from there.
Now, was it picked up by trucks?
Yeah, in those days.
That would be in the 30s again?
Yeah. Then they moved that building, and part of a big two-car garage was over here by the town hall, and moved that up. That's where the VFW is today, and that was the highway department for years.
Now, wait a second. I've got to figure out how the highway department got there. What happened?
Well, they had this building right across where Emma is now.
Which was the milk place.
Yeah, right across from Emma was the theater. You know, after they tore the old town hall down, George Beatty renovated a sleigh shop on Summer Street there and made a movie out of it. He had a movie there for all those years.
Oh,
all right. He later came on to be a selectman and stuff, George Beatty.
And that was when? That was in the 40s?
That was in the 30s and 40s. Oh, sure. They used to have gala gift night and everything. Give the dishes away and... Oh, that's what they talked about, the Depression glassware and stuff. That's where it was all come from, the theaters.
Sure.
We used to give it there.
What do you remember about the Westboro and the Depression? Much at all? Just that farmers, but the farmers still were pretty taking care of themselves.
Oh, yeah, because
right?
they raised a lot of stuff, but, you know, they there was no work, and, you know, people, they started WPA projects, and
what happened with Westboro and the WPA projects?
Well, Westboro didn't get too much out of it. I don't know.
They said something about doing, Pete Mead said something about Conservation Corps out on Upton State Forest.
Well, they had a big, there was a CC camp up there. Civilian Conservation Corps was up there. Still there, the buildings are still up there. And of course, they used to go around, they'd work in the forest, and they'd make water holes and stuff like that.
Fire roads,
yeah. Stuff like that.
So they were working up in Westboro, but they came from all over the place and were stationed up in Long Island.
I'm going to go see her. You can shut that off.
Okay, what do you remember about the Depression in Westboro? And we were talking about the Conservation Corps that was out working on Upton State Forest.
They had a big camp out there. I don't know if it was really... I think it was in the Upton State Forest, and it was just the Upton...
Yeah, the CCC
camp. Because those fellows used to come in.
But the log cabins are out off of Belknap, I think. There was some...
No, that log cabin, what's the name, built that...
Somebody else?
Arnold built that log cabin.
Okay.
That was his home.
Right.
These were almost like long tar paper barracks up there. You still see them as you go up the Upton Road.
Okay.
In Upton.
All right. Now, as far as the Depression in Westboro, though, did they give out food?
They gave out food.
Yeah, WPA had a store.
Pages is now was the store. You could hand out grapefruit.
And the older kids in the family, for instance, in my family, my brother and I were the two oldest. Would go up once a week with the red wagon and haul home the cabbages and the butter and the sugar.
Did they have tickets or somehow they
could
get what you needed?
My father was self-employed, a self-employed plumber, and of course it wasn't the work, and when it was the work, there wasn't any money. So he went to work for the WPA, digging ditches and what have you, and that qualified us for these rations. And needless to say, we were a little bit embarrassed when we'd have to come through town with a wagon loaded with freebies, you know. The other kids would look down at us like,
Hey, it was food.
And another thing that we did, my brother and I would go down the tracks where the trains came in, the coal trains, and pick up the droppings of the coal to put in the stove. That's the way we kept warm. Another thing that stands out in my mind, we couldn't afford to pay the light bill, so the light company would put in a meter.
If
you didn't have a quarter, you didn't have any lights.
The lights went out.
So we would sell rags and newspapers. We'd
go
down the tracks and pick blueberries and sell them. This is all of the kids down there, not just
us. I'm thinking of what happened during the Depression. There were blueberries out by the tracks in Cedar Swamp.
Now Bay State is built in down there, but we were able to walk down. Our parents would go with us many times and pick the blueberries to sell them. And very, very special treat. McCann's had an ice cream place down where the Bay State Recreation Building is now. And they sold their ice cream for 10 cents a pint.
And you get a half a pint, they cut it in two with a knife, and then it's for 5 cents.
Yeah, we go pick the blueberries and probably sell them for a dime, and then spend, once in a while, we could keep the dime and go down and get, you know, the ice cream.
A fella used to have an old Buick coupe, and he packed, it was always called Welch's Corner. It's where the Balloons over Westboro are now. That was a fella had a jewelry store. His name was spelled different than mine, W-E-L-C-H. And he had a jewelry store. They always called it Welch's Corner. But this fella, his name was Homer Lee, and he used to make potato chips behind where Hayes Leather is now, was the cream of building. He was a furniture man. But downstairs underneath there, he made these potato chips. I'm telling you, for a nickel, you'd get a bag this big. And if you ever got a quarter bag, it'd be like a half a bushel basket full of potato chips. But they were beautiful.
Great.
Oh, they were great.
What was his name again?
Homer Lee. L-E-E-T. And he'd sit there every Saturday night, you know, and then somebody'd say, well, here's 10 cents. Run up to town and get a bag of potato chips. You know, if you got a 10-cent bag, God, it was.
Now, did he sell them just out of his car? Out of his car.
He'd be packed right parallel with
he
the curb.
He made them down and back there.
Made them down at Cremers, which was the building was right where Hayes Leather is now. And it was down and back. As you drive into the DPW now, he had a place down cellar. He made those down
That's
there.
That's great. Okay. And you went to the movies.
Oh, the movies, that was, we never missed if we could had the money.
That was on Summer Street.
That was on
Summer Street. Right with that apartment.
What was it called? Do you remember the name?
Strand Theater.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, that was everybody's. That's what the whole town of Westboro did, because they gave away dishes once a week
And, of course, during the 30s there, I remember just the start of the 30s, we had a big celebration. It was a tourist centenary of the state, and they had a big time in Westboro here, you know. They had the churches and homes were open, and it ended up with a big parade.
Oh, all right. Yeah. You had parades back then.
Oh, yeah.
Always.
Fans coming down from Lima School.
Always.
Right?
Yeah, well, we had a drum corps. The American Legion had a drum corps, and they used to, they was a very good drum corps.
They come over from Marlboro, too.
Marlboro was a national champion drum corps. But Westboro had a very good drum corps, and they used to go to different places to compete, like Detroit and Chicago and places. Before they left, they'd block off uptown. And they'd play and they'd have a block dance up in the whole circle. And they'd all get in the buses and off they'd go to the competition, either in Detroit or Chicago.
Would that be Memorial Day usually?
No, this is when they were going to take off.
Just before they went to their competitions.
Competitions. They'd block off the square up there and have these block dances.
Around the Rotary you talk
about?
Yep,
they'd block off that whole Rotary.
Now, do you always remember the Rotary? When was the Rotary
they built? That.
No, that
they
was
built that in
we
the early
small.
30s, yeah.
Yeah, we were small. See, I was born in 24. He was born in 22.
But they built
that
in the early 30s.
We were small children.
That Rotary.
Okay.
Because that was just zing-zonging across there.
I know the trolleys ran across, and once the train ran across
the railroad ran right across by Dorothy Hickox's.
Yeah,
there,
up
right
Summer
up.
Street. But then then they moved the train over.
Down below.
Okay,
that's why Willow Street got cut out.
We were talking about farms and farmers bringing their milk to this milk house on where the Dairy Queen
was. Gotta tell her the funny story.
Good. All right, now we're talking about the Depression and the milk being shipped out of town on trucks in that milk place.
They used to pick it up over across from the theater there. Remember that building there and the platform? And then they moved
I'd forgotten about
that. They moved that building up to make the highway building. They took that building and the two-car garage over behind the old
the town hall. It was next to the old town hall. Yeah. They stayed there when they built the new town hall. And I think Fred DeWolf down the street there moved it. And they put the two together. Now, the little building that was over across, like where Emma is now, is the where the main door is going in the post now. And the other building was a two-car garage faced right towards the fire station.
Because I worked
okay,
up
so that which is now the VFW,
yeah.
used to then became the highway department.
It was the highway department.
Do you know when? 1920?
In the 30s, they moved out there. Early 30s.
Yeah. Okay. And that,
the garage was still left, that big two-car garage was left from the old town hall out there. Mm-hmm. So then they moved it up there, right across the fire station.
What do you remember about factories?
Right, basically about the 30s. Right?
No. I'm going to keep going now. Now we're going up to the, what do you remember from now on? Now the 40s.
I did want to inject one thing. Sure,
but the old guy used to come around the beans there, George Claypool.
Oh yeah, we do that first.
He'd come around with a horse and wagon, and he lived with his sister, and they made home-baked beans. And he'd come around every Saturday delivering, and he'd have a tall silk hat on, the cutaway coat.
Wow.
George Claypool.
And he would sell it right off as, is it wagon,
yep.
or?
Yep, the beans. God,
this was in the 30s too?
Yep.
20s too?
No, the 30s. I remember the 30s.
Saturday night,
they had these guys come around, they had these big wooden tubs, they'd go door to door selling horseradish. And my God, was it strong. God.
To this day, he still loves it.
I do.
Well, you never see that
but
anymore.
But I mean, no. And of course, everything was delivered, I mean, by horse and wagon. Boland had the thing for the Railway Express, you know. If anything come, like United Parcel, would come with a horse and wagon, they'd bring it up United Parcel. Become Railway Express into the railroad, and then Boland would pick it up because he had the agency for it before Fennel Carter got modernized and went to motor vehicles.
And this was also in the 30s?
Early 30s, yeah.
And who delivered them?
Well, Jim Boland, he had a place where Daniel Totoro is now down there. And
a great big barn.
He had a big barn and a livery stable there and stuff like that.
How do you spell Boland? B-O-L-A-N-D.
Elizabeth Boland, you're the foot doctor.
That's her father, Elizabeth Boland.
Okay. So he delivered horse and wagon, delivered the packages.
Yeah, it'd be just the same as United Pass today, but everything came Railway Express.
Okay. Now,
and getting back to the always having something to do, I told you, on Carter Street, we never were in any trouble because it was just always something. Even if we went into each other's houses and got around the piano, you know. But they used to bring the cattle in. They had big corrals down.
Oh.
Where
down,
now?
Well, what's there
right
now?
The, if you went down Carter Street now by Don's, drove right down there, you came to Brigham Street. Well, just you got to Brigham Street, diagonally off to your right in there was a stockade, was fences. And the cattle used to come in by railroad cars. So they'd unload the railroad cars and they'd go in those stockades out there.
Right,
then they'd drive up through
town.
Then the kids would start throwing the firecrackers and stampede them and they'd be all over town. Up where the high school is now. In fact, it used to belong to an uncle of mine and he sold it to Aronson's and they were big cattle dealers. And that's how they used to bring the cattle in.
So the Aronsons were the cattle dealers, huh?
Yep.
So they'd bring these cattle up through town when there was a delivery.
Yeah,
drive them right through Main Street.
Drive them right up.
Up Main Street.
Put them right up.
Yeah, they came in, put in the corrals down
they'd
here.
They'd come right up Brigham Street and start them up Main Street, and the kids would start the firecrackers. They'd be all over town.
How many times a year? Maybe once or twice?
Oh, God.
Oh, quite often, but we'd always just wait for the cattle to come in. We just couldn't wait for that. That was a big, big
now,
deal.
Now, were these cows milking cows, or were they
They were
beef
everything.
Too?
They came in from the west. They were beef cattle, milk,
and
milk
what did Aronson's do? Now, tell me about Aronson's.
They were cattle dealers. They'd sold.
Yeah.
So would you?
Because they milk cows in there, but they were cattle dealers. They sold them to different farmers. And
their
stuff
home
like that.
Went down. They got some of them got killed in
a tornado.
Right.
Three of them got killed in a tornado.
But would you go to? You wouldn't go to Aronson's to get milk, would you? And somebody did once, but. They
milked up there because it was a big barn. That was a big place.
But they weren't milk dealers per se.
But they used to drive up. Oh, I forgot all about that. Driving up through.
That's
great. They used to. We used to be able to buy fireworks and everything. You know.
Boy.
There was a stand. Used to be right as you start up towards them was right that little. There was always a stand there. Ned Heckman ran that Swans.
The Summer Street in between Summer Street
and
Milk.
That road going up by Emma. There was a stand there. And then Brown used to have one over in the store in the square here, over where the Westboro Hotel used to be, where Pat Sinoco.
Do you remember the Westboro Hotel or anything?
Yep.
Where was that? Westboro Hotel.
Where Pat's was.
Where Pat Sinoco is, right on the corner of Brigham and
South.
It was vacant when we were kids, and we used to go in there and and catch birds and stuff. They, you know, they'd be nesting in there. And then they finally tore it down. It was a cellar hole for a long, long time.
Oh, all right.
And they, Waddell built a gas
station. The Chimbanis lived in there, remember? It ran the Greeks?
Okay.
Chimbanis.
So, yeah, I was in there. I used to visit there.
I wanted to ask you about what factories you remember. Now, this might be the 40s. We might be up to that point. But
well, the factories, he'll tell you more about that. His father ran one of them. I mean, his uncle. The box factory. When did that go down?
Tell me about the box factory. Where it was on Brigham Street?
No, that was.
But that was gone.
Down right where the Bay State is. There was a.
On Union.
It was Bartlett Box and Lumber.
Yeah.
They're the ones that own that property up. They sold Aaron's up at the high school. As you've probably seen pictures of that.
Yes, beautiful.
Beautiful estate.
Now that was in the late 1800s as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That they started the Bartlett Box.
Oh yeah, In fact, I think it was his father-in-law that had started, Chris Whitney. It started first, and then he took it over and ran it as Bartlett Box and Lumber.
Quite
a few people in town. They made lumber there, and then they made the wooden boxes there.
What was the factory that burned down when we were kids on Brigham Street? Remember, I said I saw a man in the freight house doorway, and I often wondered if he was the one that said it.
Down where the Bay State Research and Development building now was the old Bedstead. They used to make beds in there.
We have some ads for them.
Yeah.
Spring beds
and then the
Gilmore. There was called Gilmore. There was a Gilmore Brothers bedstead, but that.